The New York City Council is voting on a package of bills that will create penalties for commercial bicyclists, improve services offered by the Human Resources Administration, and approve the Seward Park redevelopment project. WBAI's Rebecca Miles was at City Hall today and files this report.
At City Hall today, City Council Speaker Christine Quinn held a pre-stated meeting press conference to announce a package of bills the Council will be voting on at its stated meeting. Among those are several bills to enforce measures and civil penalties for commercial bicyclists. City Council members in attendance said their offices are frequently called with complaints about delivery workers and messengers going the wrong way against traffic, bicycling on streets and being difficult to see at night. City Council Speaker Christine Quinn said the package of bills are named after Stuart Gruskin, who was killed by a commercial bicyclist travelling the wrong way down a city street in 2009.
Stuart's Law will require businesses to ensure that all commercial bicyclists they employ complete a bicycle safety course, rules of the road, and will hold the businesses responsible if that does not happen. The Department of Transportation, towards this end, will be required to post the content of the course on its website, which will include safe bicycle practices and the rules of the road. Our hope is that by educating commercial cyclists, we can prevent another tragedy from occurring. The rest of the bills are on bicycle safety issues as well. They'll set civil penalties for any business that violates the commercial bicycle laws. This includes businesses that fail to provide helmets and reflective vests to their workers, businesses that might fail to provide proper bicycle or bicycle identification, post signs at the main business site explaining the legal obligations of the bicyclists and businesses.
The penalty would be set at $100, and if the same offence occurs after 30 days, it goes up to $250. The penalties will be enforceable by the Department of Transportation, a bill introduced by City Councilwoman Gail Brewer, who represents the Upper West Side.
My piece of legislation has to do with giving the power to the Department of Transportation to be able to carry out the enforcement mechanisms that the speaker talked about. They will be educating people between now and January. And then that time, penalties where there is an infraction will be served. This is so important. I will just tell you, Councilmember Van Bremmen, that you could even get the vest free from the Department of Transportation. 300 people showed up recently when we had free vests. The number one concern for my seniors is the issue of the bicycles and their fear. They can't hear them. They have to look both ways often, which is also they should be going in the right direction, and they're petrified of getting hurt, and I think we know why. So between the work of the vest giveaways, the helmet giveaways, the education, and the fact that these individuals from DOT, I think there are six of them, yellow shirts, badges in front, very professional, are talking to people, it makes a lot of sense. In fact, it's a good mechanism for all agencies, talk, educate, and then summons.
The Human Resources Administration provides temporary economic and social service support for needy New Yorkers, but there were many complaints that caseworkers weren't able to communicate these services well to many of the city's young people, particularly in the ages 15 to 24. Several bills will see that the HRA publishes frequently asked questions by youth and young adults on its website, that the agency collects data about young people on public assistance, and hires a person to oversee how the agency serves young people. City Councilwoman Gail Brewer.
HRA was not interested in dealing with this issue. And it was incredible tenacity of not only the report writers from the two or three agencies, but also of the young people whom they brought in to refute what HRA was stating. And it was so clear after that hearing, and again, thanks to the speaker for making sure that we're the people's house in terms of information coming forward. This is not a group of people who come forward naturally. So this hearing put all those pieces together, that this group of young people was being dealt with by caseworkers, with all due respect, who were used to dealing with adults and didn't speak the same language. Young people were walking out. They were not getting the services. So thank you very much for everybody concerned. And it's a perfect example, I think, of the best aspects of the New York City Council.
The City Council will also vote today on the Seward Park redevelopment project to build a 1.65 million square feet mixed-use and a mixed-income project to include commercial and retail, community facilities, and 1,000 dwelling units, of which 500 will be affordable in perpetuity. The project has taken 45 years to come to fruition after 1,800 people were moved out of the area and their homes torn down. The bill is sponsored by City Council member Margaret Chin. The 500 affordable apartments will be split to 30% low-income families and people and seniors with incomes below $49,000 and 20% shared between moderate and middle-income people with incomes from $75,000 to $136,000. At question time, a reporter asked about the desire to have 100% of the units be affordable. The City Council Speaker, Christine Quinn, responded.
50% permanent affordable housing is an enormous accomplishment. And I think Margaret and every other elected official up here would have loved it to be 100% permanent affordable housing. But economically, that just is not viable with this or any other project right now. And I think having 50% permanent was really a tremendous accomplishment, not just by Margaret, but by the entire community. Having met with community groups with Margaret and also Councilor Mendez, it was a really team effort that people should be very proud of. And in the context of other land use actions out there, that is a very, very high number. Maybe the highest, I'm not sure, but very, very high.
And what are those 1,800 people who were moved out 45 years ago? They will be contacted to see if they'd like to return. And already, HPD has been able to contact 75 of those people. Many now, of course, are quite elderly. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.